to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this fifth day of April 2007. Doug in Texas, you've been holding for a long time. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you doing today?
Good.
Listen, you're well aware that I brought a gentleman named Randy Kelton in who did a show with you one day, and he's trying a brand new tactic that's having quite a bit of success across Texas. Matter of fact, he just left town after, you know, putting a couple judges in their place today.
Right.
I wanted to share that with Bob because I think it might work. What he's discovered is virtually every public servant that's out there who's serving nothing but a, you know, fictitious entity, some sort of a government entity, they have to follow the laws, which are quite literally nothing but processes laid out that they have to follow. And what we found is that over time they get lazy, they don't want to follow the steps that are in the law, so they create policies. And since policy doesn't supersede law, they've got themselves in trouble. And if you examine very closely the processes that they're using and find out where they deviate from the actual laws that they're supposed to be following, you simply file charges on them, okay? And you can do it through various systems. Here in the state level, we're doing it through grand juries, and it's working. And stop fighting the government and start fighting individual people that are working for the government, that are the arms and the legs of the government. And you'll be surprised at the difference of things that change, because when all of a sudden they've got felony charges against them, they become just as scared as you and I when they have to drive home and tell their wife, oh, my God, I'm defending myself.
Yeah, I got the highlights on what he had done for you down here in the courts from my friend Bill. So, I'm up to speed. You had back surgery. They found a couple of pain pills in your car. They decided to haul you off on that one, and that was after you had racked up $37,000 in surgery bills for your back, and you just left them in your car, and you never took them out. But that didn't stop these people. I mean, look, these guys will indict a ham sandwich if they think they can get away with it. That's why the process of the grand jury is always bypassed, because it wouldn't be the case. It'd be harder for prosecutors to bring cases if they had to present what evidence they had or what they thought they had in front of a grand jury.
Well, you know? What was really interesting is we went in just to the county clerk's office over there and discovered that the magistrate had broken the law by not doing things he was supposed to, the county clerk, and then thereafter, because the county clerk and the county attorney didn't do what they were supposed to, they were implicated in the same laws that were broken. So we went in there to the a few days later to the district attorney and filed charges on all those characters. And they're facing a grand jury right now, having to explain what's going on.
They're violating their own rules of procedure is what they're basically doing.
No, they're violating the law by following policies that don't supersede the law.
Well, okay, that's another way of putting it. But the way I look at this is there is a set procedure and policy for indicting people, bringing charges, trying to make them stick. They're not following the procedures that have been laid down in law for discovery and everything else, like hauling you off to a magistrate or whatever else. No.
Yep.
You know, cops, very few people know this, that police can't arbitrarily arrest you and then jail you themselves, just take you to the hoosegow and then book you. You've got to be taken before a magistrate or some form
of
court. Okay? They've not been doing this. You know, this is the corporate Keystone Coffer cop mechanism, and this is how they're fleecing the public by not following the prescribed legal procedures. Hey, thanks for your call, Doug. I appreciate it. We got to go to break here. Paul in Delaware, I'll snag your call after this break. You have some questions for Mr. Schultz. It's 800-313-9443. We'll take the break here and be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. We'll spend a few more minutes here with Mr. Schultz. By the way, Bob, how'd the thing go in Washington, D.C.?
It went very well, we think. We had great panel sessions, great speakers. We had two people that were able to say that all the information in the two publications by the professors and Carter were accurate. One was a Palestinian, a retired professor who taught both in universities, both in the Middle East and in America. He was also the head of education, higher education, in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. His name was Dr. Muhammad Halaj. And we are at the same time on the same during the same session. We had a Jew. His name was Dr. Norman Birnbaum from the Georgetown Law Center, and he admitted that the information in these two reports was accurate. That session went very well. That was followed by we had an FBI, a retired FBI special agent who was with the FBI for 18 years. His job was to infiltrate various groups bring actions, get evidence, and bring actions against various groups that I guess were prone to violence. And he ended up teaching at the FBI Academy on how teaching others how to do this. But he eventually became disillusioned with the IRS, and because it was, you know, anything went after 9/11. They just weren't following the Constitution or the law anymore. They, in what they were doing, gathering information on people, and they thought, he thought, violating their rights and so forth. So he left, and he's now a counsel with the ACLU. His job is to monitor everything Congress is doing and to pick up, you know, all the early warnings of police state kind of activities and then bring it back to the ACLU, and then they structure their, they decide on what strategies they will follow in combating some of this stuff. Again, there's, you know, sides of the ACLU that we all object to, some of their work, but, you know, they are First Amendment people, and they are defenders of civil liberties, and at least what they think. I mean, so here we can't agree with, I mean, we can't disagree with them. I mean, they're, you know, they're doing good work on things like the National Science letters that we read about. 143,000 letters were sent without judicial approval, without court order, directing banks and libraries and you name it to turn over information on citizens, just on, you know, any kind of suspicion, without any real evidence of any wrongdoing.
Right.
And
right.
So then we also had an appellate attorney who's an expert on the USA Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act, the things that are going on in America, a guy named Chuck Michaels. That was a great session, basically, on the developing Homeland Security state, the police state. Everyone really enjoyed that as well. And we had excellent, someone who was forced out of the Federal Reserve. This is a story we sort of broke and put on our website fairly recently. It would appear that the Federal Reserve was withholding 9/11 information. This is a story that it first showed up on the Muckraker report, owned and operated by a fellow named Ed Haas, and Bill Bergman's with the was with the Federal Reserve. And he was charged with he was an analyst there with the Federal Reserve for 14 years. And he picked up, he was on the money trail. He had evidence that all the numbers showed that there were very large withdrawals of money from banks. And so that it went out of banks, and he wanted to know who took that money out of banks, and basically where the money went, because it might reveal who had prior knowledge about 9/11.
Right.
And he is part of his investigation, and he was authorized to do this by his superiors. He called the staff of the board members of the Federal Reserve System. And within 2 weeks of making those phone calls to the staff, he was forced out of the Federal Reserve. And he's now he's gainfully employed elsewhere, but he's willing to work with us on a petition for redress of grievances to get those questions answered. He was on the money trail, and he got canned. So we heard from him and Ed Haas from the Muckraker Report. They had just an excellent presentation. So all of the sessions went really well. The V demonstration at the White House, we went from one V, as you may recall, one V on November 6th to about 50 Vs on the V for Vendetta, you know, mask and costume people, on the 14th of November, and we had more than two busloads. There were two busloads that left the hotel full, 55 seats each, and then a third bus had to bring the remainder. So we had about 110 at least Vs in the demonstration, and thank goodness it made the Washington Post.
But in nowhere else in the country did that was picked up. The media and sensationalism and, you know, connecting with other entertainment industry, you'd think that they would have picked that up just for a giggle, but not
a word. Well, the Washington Post picked it up, and what's interesting is they got the story right. There was a brief story that went along with the photo, and they got the story right. The headline is, "We're agitating for the First Amendment," and in the story they mentioned that we are, as an organization, we're interested in constitutional issues and defending the First Amendment right to petition. So it's, you know, it's a complicated issue for those who haven't, you know, understood it before or thought about it before. I mean, we have constitutional issues, taxing clauses that are being violated, war powers clauses being violated, money clauses being violated, and so forth. And then we use the First Amendment right to petition to for redress of these constitutional torts, these constitutional grievances. And the Post star got it right. And then we were surprised when we got back that to find what's happening in this world of citizen journalists, there was a whole slew of people there that we didn't know. I mean, we saw all of the cameras and all the people. We thought they were tourists. But it turns out that there were people there who are citizen journalists who were covering this event and putting photos and videos up on their sites. So there was a YouTube, pretty nifty YouTube presentation with the Star Spangled Banner as the music in the background with video clips of the presentation. Pretty inspiring.
All right. Let's take one more call here for my guest today, Bob Schultz. Paul in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Paul.
Hi. How you doing, John?
Good.
I really appreciate the radio station because it gives an individual like myself an opportunity to call in. Most radio stations, you can't get on the air and talk to a lot of people. And I really appreciate all the good work that Bob is doing. And what I would like to say is, as I sit here listening, I'm saying to myself, there are so many other people just listening. I'm looking at this radio station as a great place to organize. Got a website? I say organize with everyone that is sick and tired. If you're sick and tired, you're sick and tired. I'm done with this complaining. We got to get something done. You know what? It's like 7 years after, or about six going after 9/11, and many, many other things that have been talked about on talk radio, Clinton's and back and forth and on you go. But I'm still seeing the same problems. I'm looking for results. Other people who are looking for results, please visit my webpage, myspace.com/awakenfree. I have a challenge because all these people, these defeatist mentalities, either the aliens are in the way, they can't, you know, stop it because aliens are too powerful, or prophecy says it can't be stopped, or this and that. Hey, this is ridiculous. I need intelligence on the air. I hope we start having some. And people who would like to take my challenge, if you're so confident in your position, myspace.com/awakenfree, and contact me. I'll go anywhere. I'll show up anytime, any place, because I'm going to show you what you need to be doing as far as using intelligence and understanding that you can get something done. All I'm running into are cult members everywhere with beliefs, and they also believe that they can't do anything.
Well, that's the
that's the
victim mentality. I mean, that's the people that will do the grousing and the complaining, that they look in themselves as being victims and they think themselves to be powerless. And
we have a radio show here where you can organize. All these people listening, are you sick and tired of it? Well, organize. That's a great way of showing a force of people who have had enough.
I have never, if you notice something, Paul, I have never stopped anybody from putting out their websites. And I don't take the time to screen these. I'm going to make the assumption, Paul, that people that are calling into this program and this network are of good character, and their intentions are good. I don't screen anybody, and I allow them to put their information out. Paul, thanks for your call. Mr. Schultz, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, John.
All right.
Well.
And as soon as you get served, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Take care. Bye.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back here, I was looking at the ADL site here, and I was reading the letter that we were talking about. Our kid, Beecraft, Bannister, and Schultz extremist, and they say, see extremism in America, tax protest movement. You clip on that. And the background is an anti-government movement that believes that income taxes are illegitimate. Ideology, anti-government, some white supremacist elements, books, manuals, seminars, radio shows, websites, favorite arguments. Filing tax returns violates the Fifth Amendment rights. The 16th Amendment was never properly ratified. Wages are not income. Income taxes are voluntary. Income taxes apply only to residents of Washington, D.C. and certain other limited areas. Criminal activity, overall level of criminal activity is high, consisting mostly of attempts at tax evasion. Some tax protesters have engaged in large-scale scams and frauds. Violent incidents are also well documented. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff. So now the ADL is in on this deal. I mean, it's rather crazy. And I was just going through this, and they've got they say that the ADL is meeting the challenge. We have a nationwide fact-finding infrastructure. We take action, bringing law enforcement agencies together, implementing strategies to promote security awareness, systematically monitoring hate sites on the Internet, providing training on extremist ideologies, and building bridges between Jewish institutions and law enforcement. In ways large and small, measurable or not, the ADL gets results. We are making this nation a safer place. I mean, this is now I'm talking about the tie-in here is that you know that this is anti-government stuff again. The ADL needs to come up with some new terminology, because if they were really honest about this, what these protest people out there, whether they're talking about Second Amendment, First Amendment, talking about direct taxation or anything else, if they were really honest, they would have their 501c3 tax exempt status lifted. They are not doing anything that is for America at all. As a matter of fact, they are against America and its core values, that being the Constitution, period. So how in God's green earth can these people have a 501c3 status and going after people that they're declaring to be extremist when the only thing we're doing is following the Constitution? What does that make the ADL? Well, it's rather fascinating. You go through their site and you find all sorts of interesting little things. And I was told one time that, you know, that I'm all over the ADL website. No, I'm not. I'm mentioned here a couple of times with my association with Mark Kornke, and that's it. They don't want to bring attention to this radio network, because they know we can see. We have our glasses on. And they know doggone right well that anything that's spoken on this network is not anti-Semitic. It may be anti-Zionist, which is a political movement, and they're right in bed with them. But they don't want to draw attention to this network, because you might have this urge to put your glasses on and see, like in the movie They Live. You know, they even go into the sovereign citizen movement. It's rather fascinating to look at this. And they have an individual click-on page here. And, well, geez, one of our talk show hosts made it on here, Hesham Talawi. And they have on Hesham here, that Current Issues, a weekly television show. I got to call the ADL and have them update it and tell them they're on this network. a weekly television show hosted by Palestinian-American Hesham Talawi has become a megaphone for Holocaust deniers and white supremacists seeking to broadcast their hatred and anti-Semitism into American homes. Talawi, who has hosted a Who's Who of American Anti-Semites on his show, including David Duke, Willis Cardo, Edgar J. Steele, Mark Weber, and Bradley Smith. And, of course, Hesham Talawi. I mean, this is... I'll tell you what they claim that Hesham's ideology is. I mean, it's gone from anti-Zionism to unvarnished anti-Semitism. My God, we got to have hate crime laws, and people like Hesham Talawi have to be shut up. Thank you, ADL, American Defamation League. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Their background, by the way, on Hesham Talawi is a Palestinian-American living in Lafayette, Louisiana. He claims to hold a doctoral degree in international relations from Bernelli University, an unaccredited distance learning institution located in Virginia. He was elected vice president of the Palestinian American Congress, the National Executive Committee, in 2004. They say he hosts and produced Current Issues, a two-hour interview call-in show that began broadcasting in 2004 on a local access cable channel in Lafayette. The show was briefly picked up by Bridges TV, an American Muslim television network with cable and satellite distribution agreements in major American media markets, but was dropped from the schedule in June of 2006. Now, they say about his ideology that is an example of radical anti-Israel activists who has moved from anti-Zionism to unvarnished anti-Semitism. Now, Talawi traffics freely in classic anti-Jewish stereotypes, alleging frequently that Jews control the media. It does. And the American government, it does. And that Jews clandestinely orchestrate world events for their own benefit. Most notable in this regard is his claim that Jews were responsible for conducting the 9/11 terror attacks against the United States and that Jews maneuvered the U.S. into invading Iraq for Israelis' benefit. Let's stop here. Let's go to another person on their list here that they have down. Oh, that's right, Willis Cardo. American Free Press, the phoenix out of the ashes of their spotlight newspaper, which the ADL absolutely hated. Well, here's a story this week from Mark Glenn. The Anti-Defamation League pressured media to spike reports of 9/11 foreknowledge. Political pressure resulted in Americans, including lawmakers, being denied truth about Israel foreknowledge of 9/11, huge number of Israeli agents operating on U.S. soil, Israeli operatives arrested in U.S. just after September 11th. What are you doing putting this stuff out there? You're killing us. This is the words of Abram Foxman, executive director of the infamous Anti-Defamation League, considered by many in the know to be nothing more than a domestic branch of Israel's intelligence service, Mossad. According to an explosive piece recently appearing in the online edition of Counterpunch, Foxman shouted this during a sit-down he demanded to have with the unnamed Fox News executive shortly after September 11th. That stuff that was causing Foxman so much indigestion that day was a damning four-part investigative series Fox News had been airing after September 11th, dealing with the arrest of several hundred Israeli nationals, as well as some of the incriminating circumstances surrounding their activities inside the United States. In particular, it was a story dealing with one group known to investigators and journalists as the High Fivers, who, according to an arrest report by the Bergen County Police Department, were seen by New Jersey residents on September 11th making fun of the World Trade Center ruins and going to extreme lengths to photograph themselves in front of the wreckage. The same police report also indicated that maps of the city with certain places highlighted were found in their vehicle, giving all the appearances that they hooked in with this and that they knew what was going to happen when they were at the Liberty State Park. Since then, Cameron's report has been removed by the network from the archives on the Internet. However, the series can still be viewed on websites around the world. These men, along with many others arrested around the country after 9/11, were held by U.S. authorities for several months for questioning before being quietly sent back to Israel. Now, what these investigations revealed was that the young Israeli nationals were all intelligence officers working for the Mossad, a fact that later admitted by Israel and proved by the comments of one of these men in a radio interview he gave after his return home. He said, and I'm quoting him, "We were sent to document the event," end quote. Now, what is of particular importance in this development, however, was that the role that pro-Israel pressure groups, in this case the ADL, AIPAC, and the misnamed Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting in America, or CAMRA, if you're into the acronyms, played in the cover-up of the role Israel played in the mass murder of not just 3,000 Americans on September 11, but 3,000-plus American servicemen and 700,000 Iraqis subsequently killed, rather, in Iraq as well. In a personal interview with American Free Press, the writer of the report in Counterpunch, Christopher Ketchum, indicated that Foxman just didn't call upon Fox News. Every major media outlet in America received a visit from the head of the ADL. In addition to Foxman inserting his largesse personally, executives at the highest levels of the various networks were also inundated with phone calls, letters, and emails so numerous that they caused their computers to crash. Now, of equal importance is the fact that according to the several intelligence and federal law enforcement agencies who were contacted, various members of the most powerful Jewish groups in the country visited the White House and petitioned officials at the highest levels to close down all investigations of the Israeli spies. Now, it's important to remember that the official position of these various Jewish groups has been that the stories circulated on the Internet alleging Israeli foreknowledge of 9/11 have been nothing more than old canard dreamt up by anti-Semites and Israel haters, and that there were never any evidence to suggest that such foreknowledge existed. Had Americans been made aware of the arrest of hundreds of Israeli intelligence officers in the aftermath of September 11th and the highly suspicious circumstances surrounding them, it is unlikely, even as they propagandize they are concerning the Middle East, that they would have to have signed on to sending their sons and daughters off to fight and die for Israel in Iraq. Now, cover-ups are part of a dirty business of the Israeli lobby. Whether it involves the murderous attacks on the USS Liberty by Israeli forces in 1967, Israeli foreknowledge of September 11th, the attempt to secure and release of the major spy Jonathan Pollard, or the efforts to gain an acquittal for the two AIPAC executives now standing trial for espionage, the conclusion to which all Americans must arrive is that Israel and her various tentacles collectively make up the most dangerous enemy the United States has ever faced. And you thought it was Saddam who? Osama what? Yeah. Just for your edification. By the way, I don't have the story in front of me, and we don't have a break coming up here very quickly, so I can't run out and go get it. But there has been a move. I will bring this information to you tomorrow. There has been a move in the Texas legislature, although severely watered down, on putting a hiatus here, at least a two-year moratorium, on foreign contracts for toll roads here in this country. So I will bring you that information tomorrow. And speaking of transportation, roads, and, well, you know those little things you drive with the little rubber wheels on them? Well, it's going to get more expensive if John Deutsch, you remember him, the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency that was basically excused, was it 2 months after going into South Central L.A., which was pretty gutsy for a CIA guy to do, head or no head of the organization, on the issue of the CIA shipping drugs into California. And he promised he was going to do an investigation and report back to him. Well, he couldn't report back to him as the head of CIA because he was excused. America, according to this, America should impose a dollar per gallon increase in the gasoline tax as penance for causing pollution. Now, who says this? The aforementioned John Deutsch, former head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He told the Trilateral Commission secret meeting. When the Trilateral Commission called on the United States to increase gas taxes by 10 cents at the meeting in Tokyo in 1991, the Washington Post, which is always represented at the Trilateral Commission, and, by the way, the Bilderberg meetings, called for such an increase in an editorial the following day. And it read like this. And this is Deutsch, and we're coming up to speed here. The United States must adopt a carbon monoxide control policy, Deutsch said, if the United States or any country in the Organization for Economic Development that is a large producer of greenhouse gas emissions is to retain a leadership role in other areas, it cannot just opt out of the global climate change policy process. Now, do you understand, folks, how they're now saying that 90% of the world scientists are on board? Oh, that's right. With the global warming. Oh, yes, it's real, and it's caused by us. Deutsch is the most remembered for taking classified secrets home in his laptop, which led to the loss of the security clearance. Later, CIA techies found that Deutsch had been using the same computer, which contained national secrets, to surf the Internet for pornography. He's just that kind of guy. The attorney general at the time, Janet Butcher of Waco, Reno, declined to prosecute him. Now, the Trilateral Commission got a ringing chins up about the pace of Europe's becoming a superstate while greatly expanding its efforts to establish an Asian-Pacific Union, similar to the European Union and its planned American Union covering the entire Western Hemisphere. Now, the ultimate goal of the internationalist group, like the Trilateral Bilderberg Cabal, is to divide the world into three great regions for profit of the international plutocratic mactoids running the show. Even in its own literature, the Trilateral Commission plays up the part that it was formed in 1973 by private citizens of Japan, Europe, and North America to foster closer cooperation. Today, folks, that means globalization. Among these industrialized regions, since that time, the group meets throughout the year to discuss ways in which the group can advance world government. An important weapon in their arsenal is fanning public hysteria over global warming. And that's exactly what they have been doing. An important weapon in their arsenal is fanning that hysteria. But first, Peter Sutherland, Trilateral Commission's European chairman, Bilderberg leader, former member of the European Commission, and chairman of the British Petroleum, lifted their spirits with assurances that the European Constitution, the final step toward making the entire continent, including Britain, into a single nation, would be ratified. TC and Bilderberg had fretted about this since the draft had been rejected by French and Dutch voters in 2005. The problem, he said, was letting people vote on the issue instead of having the proposed constitution approved by the bureaucrats. Oh, what a wonderful idea. Now, here's government with true representation, right? We're going to do a constitution, but you're not going to have a vote in it. We're going to tell you exactly what we're going to form and how we're going to do it, but redress, having input, having anything to do with the process? Sorry, not in Orwellville. Can't have that. There is a subdued mood in Europe for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, the precursor of the European Union, according to Sutherland, but the achievements are indeed remarkable. The free movement of goods, services, persons, and capital has transformed Europe. Yeah, and they're not happy about it, folks. The man on the street couldn't be more miserable. The people in government and the higher echelons, they're loving it. The effort succeeded because the integration process is based on sharing of sovereignty and a method of governance that has challenged the traditional competitiveness of the nation-state, the enemy of the New World Order, by the way. You can't have national anything. If you have a national pride or an agenda, well, that doesn't fit with a globalist because you're not going to go along with a lot of stuff that they want to tell you that you have to. Like a buck tax on a gallon of gasoline. Now, however, Sutherland remarked that the decisions by the British Prime Minister, Blair, to hold the referendum set off a chain of events that has plunged Europe into a crisis of confidence about the future that is not warranted. After all, 18 countries, some by referendum, have taken all steps to ratify the treaty, and of the rest, a significant majority could do so tomorrow without difficulty. Now, since the 2005 rejection, countries from the former Soviet Union bloc and the Iron Curtain countries have joined the Union and would have to ratify. Now, Sutherland's message was clear. A new, shorter constitution must be proposed and ratified without the voters. His comments were also reflected in his commentary in the March 17th International Herald Tribune, which is published by the Bilderberg-controlled New York Times. There was no mention that, at the same moment, he was attending a trilateral commission meeting. An independent source confirmed that the commentary was the text of his trilateral commission speech. Now, a universal battle cry arose for the world to address global warming with a single voice. This issue is also the source of big bucks for these sons of smokestack industrialists. One of those voices belonged to the General Lord Guthrie, director of the N.M. Rothschild & Sons, members of the House of Lords, and the former chief of the defense staff in London. We must address the global climate crisis with a single voice and impose rules that apply worldwide, he said. Otherwise, our children and children's children will endure starvation and unimaginable hardship. We cannot address this crisis as 180 separate nation states. We must act as a single world state. How you like them apples? America's Trilateral Commission leaders are growing old and frail, and another generation is being prepared. Founder David Rockefeller is 90 and in poor health. Can't wait till he dies. That's my input. His nephew's son, John D. Rockefeller, a lineal descendant of John the Original, attended the Trilateral Commission for the first time in many years. Familiar American faces included former House Speaker Tom Foley. Didn't he just get bounced out? Yes, he did, for crimes. Okay. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. She didn't know her ancestor was Jewish. Former Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. There's another criminal. Assistant to President Jimmy Carter for National Security, Zbigniew Brzezinski. He still can't shake that accent. Former White House Majority Leader Richard Gephardt, the baby-faced guy that ran for president, remember him? Boy, is he faded? Oh, no, he's got a new job. He's working for the globalist. former U.S. Trade Representative Carla Hills, former Assistant Secretary of Defense Richard Perle, neocon, former Undersecretary of State Thomas Pickering, and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Heinz Kissinger, codenamed Bohr, Soviet spy during World War II. Newcomers included Senator Dianne Feinstein, former Representative Jim Leach, and Representative Charles Rangel. All congressmen and senators were in violation of the federal law prohibiting public officials from attending secret meetings with private citizens to discuss public policy. They also traveled at taxpayers' expense, and they don't fly coach, folks. You know, it just never stops. But more, here is the good news. More and more people are finding out about the New World Order, the global governance scheme, the global union, whatever you want to call it. More and more people are finding out about it, and when they find out about it and the controls are going to be imposed, they're going, wait, I like the nation-state idea, that we could determine our own destiny, control our own affairs, control our own economies. You know what? We don't think this global idea is such a hot idea. We'll be right back. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And not as important as world government, but nevertheless to be mentioned. Hostage drill at New Jersey school features mock Christian terrorist. Remember what Janet Reno said, how many years ago? That along with the cooperation of the FBI, the terrorist department, said that if you are a staunch Bible believer, you may be a terrorist. If you believed in the Second Amendment, you may be a terrorist. If you are a constitutionalist, you may be a terrorist. Well, the head of a national Texas-based pro-family group says a recent hostage drill at the New Jersey High School, which portrayed conservative Christians as terrorists, is reflective of a dangerous philosophy that has become prevalent in many parts of America, where it is having negative effects on education. A local paper reports that a drill at Burlington Township High School in New Jersey involved police portraying mock gunmen described as members of a right-wing fundamentalist group called the New Crusaders, who don't believe in the separation of church and state. The fake gunmen, no, how that should read, is they don't believe in the ACLU's concocted separation of church and state back in the early 60s. Now, the fake gunmen were said to have been seeking justice because the daughter of one member had been expelled for praying before class. Historian and constitutional expert David Barton is president of Wall Builders, a national pro-family organization that distributes historical, legal, and statistical information and helps citizens become active in their local schools and communities. He says the stereotyping used in the high school's drill is an accurate indicator of what is being taught in public schools in the northeast region of the country. He says it's been interesting to see the indoctrination that goes on, where we've had in the same region, even federal courts up in that same area say it's okay to start teaching second graders about homosexuality and homosexual marriage. But you see, it's a choice. It's a choice. You're an American. You have many choices. Yeah, who in America wants to see their child grow up to be a degenerate? And what's really fascinating to me, folks, the headlines, the news plastered every single day about these sex cases and, well, people just aberrant behavior. Now they're going after children. Well, I guess it was okay when they were going after adults. But, you know, they fail to mention Man and Boy Love Association, you know, people like GLSEN and other organizations that have been caught teaching classes that I can't even go into the detail. I couldn't even begin to tell you what these people have been doing at public schools at taxpayers' expense. Also, the author and historian observes that common thinking prevalent in the region is that, by the way, we do not have to notify parents that we're going to indoctrinate kids because this is such an important societal value that all citizens need it. But in fact, he asserts such liberal indoctrination. Forget liberal, let's just call them what they are, communist, of students in religious and moral areas of thought have been shown to lead to some undesirable outcomes. This is how the study has been done by the University of Connecticut that shows the kids we have gone through that type of education actually no less academically when they enter school, and then they're calling that phenomenon negative learning. Barton pointed out, so that kind of indoctrination of philosophy is having an adverse effect academically. Nevertheless, the Wall Builders founder observes liberal attitudes like this one that informs the Burlington Township High School drills are fairly reflective of philosophy that has really inoculated that part of the country. He says many schools, local officials, and members of Congress from the Northeast share a strong hostility toward traditional values. Well, I share a strong hostility to those that are going against real family and American values. That'll do it for us today. We'll be live with you tomorrow on Good Friday. Be there. We'll see you then.